I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us. Always appreciate this. We look forward to visiting with you on Sunday mornings throughout the season. How do things look with Sonny Gray, who is scheduled to throw today?
Yeah, we're very optimistic as to how his progression is going up to this point. He's going to throw today, and our hope is he throws again on the 21st. But as far as opening day goes, Miles Michaelis will be our opening day starter, and we're excited to see it.
What was Miles' reaction to that?
He was really looking forward to it. He's done it before. He was eager to do it. This is a guy that there's a lot going on during opening days. It doesn't matter if it's away or at home. There's a lot of different things that you have to navigate, and he has the personality for it.
Sonny's injury, obviously, he says he feels normal. Hamstrings are delicate, though. You do have to be careful, just being cautious, right, and getting him back into a routine.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to make sure that he continues to make progress and there's no setbacks. And that means this is a guy that understands his body. He's done this before. He understands what he needs in order to be ready for a big league game. And we're going to trust him and his words and how he feels after every step of this progression.
And going back to Michaelis, has he not been classic this spring? Throwing strikes, getting that contact, not walking a lot of people and doing his thing, getting you deep into a game.
Yeah, he's done a nice job with his pitch count. Yesterday was another example of that. This is a guy that pounds his own, and he's working on making sure that he can get his pitches to chase locations once he's ahead of guys, and he's done a better job of that as well. So we're in a good spot.
While I have you, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're busy, but the rest of the rotation here, Gibson, Lynn, Matz, if you look at those three, what do you see?
We feel like we're in a really good spot. We'll set them as far as how we're wanting to set up game 2, 3, 4 and moving forward from there. But we feel really good about where each one of those guys are at. They've done a really nice job during the spring. They're continuing to work on the things they need to work on, but each time out has been sharper and sharper, so we feel good about it.
And you have Liberatore going today. Zach Thompson's been throwing really well. Drew Rahm's had some good outings too. How do you see that trio?
Yeah, they are all doing what we're hoping they can do, and there's a healthy competition there. Obviously, with Sonny being down, there's a spot available, and our hope is just that they continue to perform the way they have, and we'll have tough decisions to make.
And one last injury question. Tommy Edman obviously is shut down for now with that wrist inflammation. Lars Nootbaar, I saw him walking off feeling pretty good, I would imagine, with his improvement.
So today was his first day of throwing. I just came back from watching that, and that went well. He's running around a little bit, doing a little bit more rotational work. So there's progress being made, and that's a good thing.
And Keenan Middleton, that's a real bummer. Obviously, you brought him in for a reason. Got to wait a little bit longer on him.
Yeah, we'll have about a week or so of no throw, and then let that calm down, the forearm calm down, and then we'll ramp it back up. But we feel like once we give him a little bit of rest, he'll be in a good spot.
A little bit later, we'll talk to you about your contract extension, which we appreciate your time as always, and thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's Ollie Marmol's Spring Training Report, sponsored by Norm's Bargain Barn, Wilkie Window and Door, and St. Louis Composting, growing gardens and making memories. It is the Cardinals and the Astros today here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here's the lineup that Marmol has written up. Your center fielder, Dylan Carlson, will lead off. Batting second is first baseman Paul Goldschmidt. Nolan Gorman is batting third and playing second base. Get used to this combo here. Nolan Arenado batting fourth and playing third base. Wilson Contreras, the catcher, bats fifth. Brandon Crawford, the shortstop, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Matt Carpenter. He's the DH. Jordan Walker in right bats eighth, and Alec Burleson in left will bat ninth with Matthew Liberatore on the mound. When we come back, I continue, as I said there, with Ollie Marmol about his contract extension with the Cardinals. Back in a moment on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Yeah, I really feel like how the offseason evolved. The most important thing for Ollie, the coaches, our players, is to know that we stand behind them. We believe in them. And to go into the season, what's the phrase, the like a lame dunk manager, just seemed to be like the wrong strategy, given the fact that the roster we've assembled, we believe is going to be competitive, has a chance to be exciting. And we just didn't want something, if we have a stumble or get off to a slow start, all of a sudden, everybody's looking over their shoulders. And it's just not fair to everybody involved. So the timing of this, as we started to think more and more about it, had to be dealt with now and not something mid-season or at the end of the year. Well, I think Ollie would tell you. I mean, we had a lot of candid conversations of you know, what if? And more importantly, what could we learn from last year? I can say this, losing is very humbling. It definitely changes how you think about something. And, you know, I think in October, November, there were times where he and I would just talk about, you know, how we could do things differently. And I think you have to remind yourself that we're all growing, learning, we're all impressionable. And I think in Ollie's case, he was someone that, you know, did real self-reflection. And I mean, there's never any doubt in my mind that he was going to continue being the Cardinals manager, but you come off the year like we experienced. I mean, I think a lot of people would have been happy if we were both gone. You know, and well, owners can't get fired. We've already gone over that. And so, you know, it's that awkwardness of like, just, we believe in each other. As Ollie pointed out, I mean, we really like our coaching staff. Our front office is strong, and we want to get back to winning.
Ollie Marmol, Cardinals manager, joins us after an announced contract extension. How did this come about? Question number one. And question number two, how does it feel?
It feels great. It really does. I'm extremely excited and thankful for the opportunity. Like I said, this is by far the best job in all of baseball, if not in all of sports. And I take that serious. And it's to be able to call St. Louis home for several years has been fun. The fact that we get to continue to do that is exciting for my family. And man, to lead that clubhouse and to get the support from Mr. DeWitt and from Mo in them making it clear that I'm the one they want in their leading for years to come is also meaningful.
Bill DeWitt did say in the press conference two things. They believe in continuity. They also believe in performance. That is important. What does that mean to you when you hear him say those two things together?
That's what you want to hear. You want to hear that they value continuity and messaging and in a staff, but they also value making sure that you win. And that's what the fans care about is the making sure that we continue to win ball games. And our goal is to bring another World Series back to St. Louis. I'm passionate about that. It's good to get rid of the distraction of what happens halfway through the year, next year. So the fact that that's behind us and we get to move forward, I'm excited about it.
Did you wonder about the extension? I mean, was it distracting you in any way?
Man, you try to set it aside and not think of it, but you're human and you kind of go back and forth as to what if this doesn't work out the way you want it to. And at the end of the day, man, I want to be a Cardinal for a long time. I value this organization a ton. I value our ownership. I value Mo and his group and just being able to come in and they make it. They care about their people, and that's not everywhere. So I want to make sure I do a good enough job where they want to keep me here for a long time.
These decisions are also impacting family. Tell us about your family and settling into St. Louis and how that must feel for Amber and the group.
Yeah, just to see them here while we did the press conference was fun. I mean, they absolutely, when I say love St. Louis, like, we're down here in Jupiter, and my six-year-old who's right behind me right now is, I mean, she can't stop talking about getting back to St. Louis. That's what they call home. That's what where they're comfortable. The support there for Amber and my two kids has been unbelievable. So to be able to come home and let them know that we're going to be there for a longer period of time is exciting. It was great news.
You won a division in 2022. We all know what happened in 23. How do you get back to it, Ollie? I mean, I know I ask you this all the time, but what does a winning team look like? How do you get back to winning with the St. Louis Cardinals?
We have the right group in there, and we're going to continue to be extremely dedicated to the small details of this game that have allowed us to win that extra game or extra two games every season, running the bases well, playing good defense. Like, we're passionate about the things that have this organization has been anchored to for a very long time. And to your point, we need to get back to that, and we will get back to it. And this vote of confidence from our owner and Mo is important to me. So yeah, we're gonna stay committed to playing the game the right way, the way our fans have been used to seeing us play the game. And you have my word on that.
Thank you and congratulations.
Appreciate it, Tom, thank you.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol on KMOX. Chance to spend a couple of minutes with Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. after an announced contract extension for manager Oliver Marmol. You have been through a number of these. How did you lead to this one with Ollie?
Well, over a period of time, Mo and I talked about, you know, how Ollie would be harder to, you know, be on that last year of your contract, not knowing your future, and you know, our plans were to have him continue, so we thought we might as well make it official.
And you did, and we have his family here, and certainly all the players lined up behind him. It's a neat visual, but also part of that is you do want performance. Continuity is important to you, but performance is something that you have a standard set.
Yeah, no question about it. We from day one, since I've been involved, we've stressed winning and, you know, building from within, and Ollie's very good at that. And, you know, as I said, he is a very young guy to be in the position he's been and all the jobs he's had. I mean, bench coach is a big job, and at his age, that was very impressive. He's the youngest manager in baseball now, and there's a reason for it. He climbed the ladder pretty quickly because he's very knowledgeable baseball-wise and knows how to run a team.
Last thing for you. Do you think that you have the right group in that clubhouse behind him, or is this the group of players that you think can make a difference here and get back to winning?
I do. I think Mo's done a really good job, or did a very good job in the offseason, getting veteran presence, and not just veterans, but those who are competitive and earned to win, and I think we got that with the ones that we've signed, and I feel really good about the culture of the clubhouse.
Always great to be with you down here. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Bill DeWitt Jr. with us on KMOX.
Okay, I'm ready to record my jewelry store's new radio spot. We got a great script that really goes after Diamonds Direct and how they're nothing special and how we can match their price. Great stuff.
Great, great. And we have this new technology that bleeps out any false claims, so it saves us time with editing. So you can start anytime.
Okay, here it goes. When you visit our jewelry store, we'll absolutely guarantee direct. Our diamonds come straight from the mine. We have cutters and hey, what the?
The hard truth is that other jewelry stores simply can't do what Diamonds Direct can. Diamonds Direct has special relationships with De Beers, international connections, and virtually unlimited buying power. The result? is True Direct Importer pricing. Exceptional quality and up to 30 times the diamond selection you find at other stores.
I can't believe this thing won't let me say b-.
Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get more truth at DiamondsDirect.com.
Weeknights at 6, it's the Gray Bar Sports Open Line.
Do welcome you in right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly.
Matt Pauly has everything sports, from what's happening with your Cardinals.
A lot of Cardinals baseball stuff, a lot to get into.
To the sports news of the day.
Let's talk a little St. Louis Blues hockey.
Interviews and special guests. It's all waiting for you with Matt Pauly.
It's all coming up.
The Gray Bar Sports Open Line, weeknights at 6 on KMOX. Broadcasting from the Under Law Injury Lawyers, GetJim.com Studios.
KMOX.
The Doctors of Ophthalmology Associates pleased to welcome Dr. Samuel Berry to the practice, cornea surgeon with the latest knowledge and techniques for advanced eye care. 314-966-5000.
KMOX Weekend at your service. Sponsored by Air Comfort Service Heating, Cooling, and Installation. Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman in Jupiter, Florida. It is great, as always, to visit with Lars Nootbaar on the Cardinals Radio Network. Lars, thank you for doing this. And let me get this first out of the way, injury-wise. Give us just an update on how you're doing in your rehab from your rib injury. The news was mixed on a couple of Cardinals injured players. Tommy Edman out for opening day, ruled out because of wrist inflammation. But Lars Nootbaar is starting to make some strides. I visited with him.
Doing well. Feel better and better every day. I said that from the beginning. It's true. Been doing more movement stuff, rotational stuff. And so I think in a few days we'll do another evaluation on it. But as of right now, I'm optimistic.
All right, good. And how did it happen again? You were going for a ball and then just kind of fell down on that arm and forearm?
Yeah, I was going for a ball at the wall, jumped up and then tried to brace my impact against the wall. And then with my arm, my elbow got caught between my ribs and the wall. And then that kind of what happened, yeah.
I remember Bader falling on a baseball. Yeah. Did you talk to him about that experience?
Yeah, I've talked to him. I talked to him a few times since I've done it. And you know he's gave me some tips on how to go about it, and I got a bone simulator to help try to heal the bone and everything like that. But having a guy like him that's been through it has been nice to be able to just bounce my thoughts off of him and see what his process looked like versus mine. And so yeah, it's been good.
Meanwhile, in 2024, this is a team that is motivated, isn't it, to bounce back and get back to what this organization is used to doing.
Yeah, no doubt. I think. Everybody that was on the team last year is pretty motivated, and kind of got that bitter taste in our mouth from last year too, personally and as a team. And we have a lot of veterans too that we brought in that saw from afar or experienced some success or didn't on their respective teams. So we're a motivated bunch for sure. We're getting along great, which is nice. And so good blend of young guys, veteran guys, guys that were on the team, guys that weren't on the team. So. It's feeling good right now.
What do you get from those veterans? Now, I'll talk about Arenado in a minute because I know you guys are tight, but Crawford comes in. That guy, man, I mean, he's done it all. And, all those pitchers, Matt Carpenter, mm-hmm. obviously. What do they give you?
Lance, Sonny, Gibby, those guys have been great in the clubhouse, leaders in their own right. But for me, I can speak on having Brandon, seven in the clubhouse, and you don't really know exactly what you get out of a guy that, like you said, is – Gold Glove or All-Star, World Series champion, who's been there, done that. And he's been awesome to have around, really. He's been so great. I mean, about as good of a guy you can ask for. His heartbeat is so still. Like, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's great to have around in the clubhouse. And then Carp, he means the world to me. Obviously I had him in 21 and he helped me kind of go through that first year of mine, off the bench and being another lefty bat, and our games are fairly similar to each other's too. And so having a guy like him, being able to talk to him, and again, another guy that's a World Series champion, All-Star, and all the things, it's just so great to be able to have that that knowledge and be able to ask those questions, and because anything that I'm going through right now, they've all gone through. So it's been great.
And in a game situation, isn't baseball amazing? Like, no games are the same.
Right.
And you can always show up to the ballpark and see something new. And those guys have seen a lot.
Yeah.
And they're still discovering new things.
Right.
You see a pitcher and they'll be like, hey, see how he's doing this. You can tell certain the way he's delivering a ball or the way something is positioned. It's just endless.
Yeah, no, for sure. And so, I mean, again, they have so much experience that things that I may not pick up on or that I might think I catch, and I'll say something and they'll be like, yeah, you know, and they have an answer, or I'll ask them a question and they've experienced it or have seen somebody that's experienced it. And so, and like you said, guys, tipping or whatever it is, delivery, funky, how he goes about it, how he perceived it when he was hitting. It's just so many things that you can learn from these guys. And I mean, they're really just great veterans to be around too, because they're selfless, you know, teammates and human beings in general. So I'm just very, very fortunate to be around them.
What is your friendship like with Nolan? Both of you grew up in California. You have that to share, but you also spend time in California.
Yeah, it's great. Nolan's, you know, obviously, you know, one of my closest friends, off the field, on the field, whatever you want to call it, teammates. It's been great. I spent a ton of time with him this offseason. You know, hopefully his family doesn't hate me at this point, but it's been great. It's been great to be able to try and soak up as much as I can from him, because again, he's another guy, you know, that has done so much in this game. I got to pinch myself to really believe that I'm around all these guys, these great veterans that I, you know, I kind of grew up watching, you know. I don't know if they like to hear that, but you know, hey, I'm just so lucky to be able to ask these guys questions, be around greatness, and then kind of follow it around and try to soak up as much as I can.
Well, he grew up watching Pujols, so when Albert walked in, you know, that was a big deal for him.
Oh, yeah, that was his favorite player growing up, was Albert, you know. And when he was in the minor leagues and early in his big league career, you know, him and Albert would hit with each other sometimes, you know, down in Southern California too. And so I know that was big for him. And, you know, that's kind of the same for how I feel with him. And so, you know, it's really cool, honestly.
Last thing for you. So you and I spent time on the Cardinals caravan, and that was before your World Baseball Classic Japan experience. Did not surprise me whatsoever that you became such an endearing personality with all of those fans, because I saw you, you know, we're going through mid-Missouri, and you were attracting crowds of Cardinals fans. What is it about your personality? What do you embrace about all of that? Because it is more. I've seen you videos with kids and teaching them the game. What where does that come from?
I don't know. I think it's just probably because I still feel like I'm a kid. So you know, that's part of it. But no, I just remember like how influential, like if I ever got to meet a professional baseball player, whatever it was, and not that I did really, but like even college baseball players or former pro baseball player, whatever it was, like it just meant so much to me. So if I can do that for a kid, which is, you know, like inspire them or put a smile on their face or interact with fans or whatever it is, like it feels pretty normal to me, you know. And so it's just crazy that, you know, I can make somebody smile or make their day or whatever it is. So
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I'm able to do that, why not take advantage of it?
Get healthy. We'll see you real soon. Really appreciate this.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Lars Nootbaar with us on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Brendan Donovan, great to visit with you. Great to have you on KMOX. And we're going to talk a little baseball, but I wanted to pay close attention to what you're doing for veterans. And I think people should know about this. As our listeners know, I've been involved with the Kauffman Fund, which helps veterans and their families. And you have joined Team RWB. That stands for Red, White, and Blue. And it's a different take on this. It's about helping them live healthy lives. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so Team RWB is like the leading for health and wellness of veterans. They help them physically, mentally, and it's just giving them a community. There's 280,000 members. My dad was a member, still is a member, especially when he was overseas. So I think they do an amazing job. And we did an exclusive t-shirt release, and all that money is going to go towards RWB, and they're going to help veterans.
What do they do to help them, and how do they teach them about fitness and training and things like that?
Yeah, so once you come out of the military, it's important, right? We can have, like, you have a sense of community. So important thing is they put together workouts all across the country. They do their hero wads. They also ran the flag across the United States. So I think it's important, one, physical fitness, and then two, mentally, right? Having people that you, a sense of community that you can lean on, having, you know, being, like I said, physically fit is a big part of mental health, and just having someone to talk to and being a part of that community, I think it's just huge for people that are currently in the military and also people that have gotten out of the military.
Mental health, the stigma, so much better now when you consider that mental health is like, you know, you go to the doctor when you're sick, you take some time to take care of your health mentally, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that I think it's important for people to talk about, for people to be aware of, and having people that you can talk to is a large part of that.
Tell me more about them taking the flag across the country. So that ended up in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. So they ran it into Truist Park. Pretty special. So it's almost like a relay. So it's like a tandem. You pass it off. It's a pretty amazing just organization. And then the CEO and founder, Mike Irwin, I came across him, I read his books, and then I got to meet him personally. We've done some work over the last year together, and just his story and just some of the impacts that they've made across the military community is pretty amazing.
And what was your dad's involvement in Team RWB?
Yes, he was just a member, right? Anybody in the military, they can be members, and they do their workouts, they do their hero wads, and I think it's something, it's important, you know, just having a group that you can, in the fitness side of things, go to war with, I think is pretty cool.
You ever amazed when you're at an event or at a game and they say, if you are a veteran and have served our country, could you please stand? And you look around and you see those proud people.
It's amazing. I mean, these people have given so much for us. I think it's important for us to give to them. So thank you for your work that you've done with the Kauffman Fund. That's amazing. Maybe one of these days we'll be able to work together.
Yeah, maybe we'll collaborate. Kauffman Fund's getting calls all the time from people, and certainly I know that you are as well. Let's talk about your game a little bit. So today, in which we're recording this, you're starting at third base, which, you know, no surprise, you're all over the infield, and eventually you'll be able to play in the outfield, right, once we get your arm ready.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've gotten some reps there. This will be my first time at third in a while, but I feel good. The arm feels good. The work that has gone in the cages and on the backfield has been very good. So looking forward to getting out there and putting a couple barrels on the ball. And then the defensive side of things, I think it's just important to bounce around. Spring training is the time to work on things, time to get your body ready. Obviously, you would like to see some results, but at the end of the day, the results aren't everything in spring training. It's about getting your body and your mind mentally, just mentally and physically ready to go. So I'm excited. And to pop out there in the outfield would be kind of cool too.
Yeah, I would figure that you're feeling well. I saw you, gosh, last week probably, dive and make a play, and I'm like, well, he just landed on that elbow, so must be all right.
It's good. For me, I know it's good because I'm not thinking about it. There's nothing pops in my head when I'm diving for a ball or letting one go on a relay. I had a relay to home the other day, and I was like, huh, I didn't even think about that. So for me, that shows that we did the rehab right, and I'm in a good spot.
You are big on fitness yourself. I've had this conversation with you before, but I think that you believe that health is not just about going out there and running around and training. You need that rest and recovery. That is a big part of your game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's important. So yesterday I was off, and we had a little bit of a later report. So for me, it was just getting some work in, making sure my body is not coming in and just sitting around, but also realizing that I do need to take certain precautions to make sure that my body is ready from the rest side of things. So maybe that's not taking as many swings, maybe it's not taking as many ground balls, making sure my legs are under me. I did get a little lift in, but I think that is also a big side of things that I didn't realize until the injury. It's like, hey, you can't just beat this drum all the time. Like, you got to give it a little rest sometimes.
I asked you one time to go through your routine for when you get to the ballpark to first pitch. It was unbelievable. I mean, you went like 2 minutes in detail of what you do. One of the things that was in there was a nap. Mm-hmm. That's important to you, isn't it? Not everybody does that, but why do you do that?
Yeah, so whether I actually fall asleep or not, a lot of times I will fall asleep, but I think it's a, you know, it's my power nap. I think it gets me, my body gets it some time to just chill out and be ready to go. But even if I don't fall asleep, I'm just laying there, I'm with my thoughts, I'm visualizing some success. And I think just that moments of peace and solitude get me physically and mentally ready for the game.
Kind of like, this may sound silly, but it is part of the daily routine, like putting your phone away.
Absolutely.
Not looking at your phone, is that also a concerted effort by you?
Yeah, I mean, the phone, like, you have access to everything, but I think sometimes if you put that away and you can just have, whether it's 5-10 minutes, or for me that 20 minutes I try to lay down, sometimes it's shorter, it's just time where I can just be with myself, just think me and my thoughts, game planning mentally what I want to do for that day, and you know, just staying away from the screen time as much as possible.
When the Cardinals first traded for Goldie, I'll never forget this, the one thing he said to me was, I'm not on social media. You know, I come to the ballpark, it's kind of like these words, I go to the ballpark and then I go home to my family. Yeah. That's a pretty nice person to look up to.
Oh, he's amazing, and he's been a big mentor for me. We train together in the off seasons, and the last two off seasons I've had the luxury of seeing the way that he goes about his business, and I think that's been very educational for me my first 2 years.
How does he do it? How does he carry himself? What are some of the attributes that you admire most?
Oh man, he's always early. He's the same person on a daily basis. He shows up, he's eager to work. He's always asking questions. He's curious to get better. He's extremely knowledgeable, obviously. And trying to keep up with him in the weight room is tough.
He's an absolute beast.
Oh my goodness, he's a machine.
Yeah, looks like an NBA power forward. He's a golfer too. He told me that that's the one sport outside of baseball, the only sport really. But I can tell the way he talks about it, he kind of obsesses over it.
Absolutely loves it. We got a lot of guys on the team that absolutely love golf. I haven't gotten into it. They say that I need to, but for now, I'm not a golfer. But I've heard they're pretty good too. I've never been out on the course with them though.
Yeah, he's a good player. So in Jupiter, he makes his home here in the off season, as do you, right? So what is that like down here in the off season? How do you enjoy it down here, and what made you decide to do that?
Yeah, so we bought a place in the middle of the 22 season and renovated it. And then when we got down here, we just immediately fell in love with the area. Obviously, you've had spring trainings here, but doing an off season here, you have no limitations besides maybe occasional rain. The training aspect of things is you have access to parks that are taken care of. You have access to different facilities. You have access to the complex. You have access to so many different things that you wouldn't necessarily have if you're somewhere else, weather permitting. And for us, it was on the training side of things, it was great, but also just on the living side of things, right? We are beach bums. We love the sunshine. We got into paddleboarding this past off season. That was something that we tried to do at least once a week. And I think from a career side and from like a personal side, I think it's one of the best decisions we could have made.
Let me ask you one more thing about this club. What will it take to do what you guys want to do? Win the division, get into a position where you can win the World Series. How do you see this group changing from last year's record to this year? What's the biggest factor, you think?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just being together. I think the biggest thing is trusting one another. That is extremely important. We have an amazing group of guys, and we have some amazing additions. And then the second part of it, I think it's just doing the small things. I know that sounds crazy, but small things are ultimately what determines a win and a loss in a game. If we can take care of the small things, take care of the baseball, run the bases right, you know, work counts, things, all those small things. It's not just up there slugging homers. It's doing the small things. I think that those two things are what are going to allow us to accomplish our goals.
Brendan Donovan with us again. It's Team RWB. That stands for Red, White, and Blue. They support veterans, and mostly they are trying to encourage them to live healthy lives. So through training and fitness and seeing their doctor and finding ways to connect all of them, that's what they do. I believe it's teamrwb.org, or you can just Google Team RWB and you can be connected.
Yep, stands for Team Red, White, and Blue.
Absolutely great. Brendan Donovan, thanks for being with us on KMOX.
Awesome, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.